Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN Sisters Station and Antenna TV spoke with actor Kathy Garber. Listen as we chat with Kathy about the Ten Commandments on this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. What was it like being cast by Cecil B. DeMille?
In the Ten Commandments, it was absolutely fabulous. Not the silent version, now, of course. But I was just hired as an extra to be in the movie, and all of a sudden I heard this big voice boom out, "Don't let that little girl's face get in the camera." And I said, "Uh-oh, what did I do?" And I said, "Who is that? Is that God?" We were doing the Ten Commandments. Wasn't God, it was Cecil B. DeMille. So he picked me out of the crowd. He wrote scenes for me in the movie. As a matter of fact, this is a picture from the Ten Commandments. And that little thing there is me. And that's Charlton Heston. So it was an auspicious beginning to my career, to say the least.
What was it like working with Charlton Heston and the cast?
When you're a child, what you, I think, remember and how you respond is mostly through your senses. So I remember all of the sounds, and then when the Red Sea closed and getting the water on my face, and then the donkeys and the oxen, no bears, oh my, but all of those sensations and smells. And it was, and I was on the movie for about 2 months. And so it was really a super, super experience.
Can you tell me about the dynamics of the cast?
It was very interesting because Sebastian Cabot, who played Mr. French, and Brian Keith, who played Uncle Bill, had two different styles of acting, whereas Sebastian was very proper, and he learned every single line, word by word, and he went over with a dialogue coach that he would have everything exactly right. Whereas Brian would come in and say, "Okay, what do we have today?" And he'd go, "Okay, let's go." And then he would improvise a lot of it, or if there were things that he didn't like, he would just kind of cover his mouth, and so you couldn't really hear him. But it made for a wonderful dynamic, because you had those things that were operative, and then you had the innocence of the children. The producer of the show always used to tell me, he said, "You know, you were the only one that were doing a character," because Brian was kind of playing himself, as was Sebastian, as were the kids. But I was a little older playing a teenager, and so I had to develop that kind of a character. I mean, a lot of it was me. And in my belief of acting, you have to be who you are. I mean, it's your heart, it's your spirit. So you pour those into any character that you do.
Do you have a favorite medium and why?
I really like to do television series. And my goal this year is to do another series. I've done like 5 animated series, like Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, from my voiceover career. I like to be on camera. I like that dynamic of doing a television series. So that's on my list. And I like cooking. I think we might have a cooking show come out. My newest book is Holiday Recipes for a Family Affair. And this was my first book, the Family Affair Cookbook. So I enjoy cooking, and that will be a part of another show I'll be doing.
What inspired you to become an actress?
I had started singing and dancing when I was like 3 years old. There was a Meglin Kitty's studio, it was called, and Mrs. Meglin, Ethel Meglin, discovered Shirley Temple. And so, of course, every mom, and it's, well, my daughter's going to be the next Shirley Temple. So my mom would put my hair in ringlets. It's still curly, but not like Shirley Temple. And I was tap dancing and singing in like the Shrine Auditorium, which is in Los Angeles, where they put on Aida with elephants going through. Here is this little tiny girl tap dancing. It was started out as a musical kind of career. And then as in acting, I didn't start until I was 7. And, well, when you do a movie like The Ten Commandments, you say, "Oh my gosh, isn't this wonderful?" So that was probably it. And Charlton Heston was awe-inspiring unto himself, as well as Cecil B. DeMille. So I wanted to be a part of all of that energy.
Do you have any favorite actors you worked with?
Well, of course, I like Brian Keith. Of course, I like Charlton Heston. Those were probably my favorite. They were fabulous actors and strong people, yet really sensitive.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.